At this time, I'll entertain a motion to return to open session.
So moved.
Adam?
I'll second it.
Stephanie seconded. Roll call, please, Cindy.
Williams?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Marr?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Cruz?
Dottie, a thumbs up or thumbs down, please?
No, she has to do a verbal.
She's got to
do verbal.
Oh, you
got to do verbally?
Yes.
Dottie, turn off your mute.
Can we unmute her?
Yes.
Hold on, Adam could...
There
she
goes. There
we go. Yes.
Okay, Gordon.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes.
Alexander.
Yes. Okay, we are in regular session. The board has been partially completing its scope of information at this time. We're now going to return to agenda item 3.5, public comment. At this time, the secretary, Dr. Jones, will run the public comment session.
A couple of others just came in, so give me a second. Okay, our first speaker is Mallory Wayman.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. I just wanted to say I am Mallory Wayman, and I am speaking on behalf of the NVEA. I support the reinstatement of Joe Kindred, and I support our union. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mallory.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, our next speaker would be Jennifer Tom.
Oh. Hi. Good evening. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Great. So I'm Jennifer Tom. I am a junior high teacher and a member of the NVEA. In a press conference earlier today, the Illinois Education Association announced its plans to pursue legal action against the New Berlin School District for the dismissal of Joe Kindred. IEA President Kathy Griffin says, Joe has the full power of the IEA behind him. The IEA believes this is a clear case of union retaliation. Hearing these powerful words from the president of the IEA drives home the injustice that has been done to Mr. Kindred and the community of New Berlin. Before Mr. Kindred was my union president, he was a mentor, a respected colleague, and my friend. Knowing it would be a challenge, Mr. Kindred assumed the role of union president, and he worked tirelessly to unite our collective voice to advocate for the students and teachers of New Berlin School District. In my 8 years with New Berlin, there's never been a back to school where Mr. Kindred wasn't there to welcome back his students, his ball players, and his fellow teachers. His absence leaves an irreparable hole in our staff. The students of New Berlin need their teacher in the classroom where he belongs. While the IEA is pursuing legal action on Joe's behalf, the New Berlin Board of Education can remedy this upheaval by voting in the August 13th board meeting to reinstate Joe to his teaching position. The teachers, students, and community of New Berlin want Joe Kindred with us when those doors open this fall. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Lou Bauman.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. My name is Lou Bauman, and I'm speaking on behalf of the NVEA. I support the reinstatement of Joe Kindred, and I support our union. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Nikki Robbins.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. My name is Nikki Robbins, and I am speaking on behalf of the NVEA. I support the reinstatement of Joe Kindred, and I support our union. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank you, Mrs. Robbins.
Our next speaker is Misty King.
Hello, my name is Misty King, and I support Joe Kindred, and I support CUSD 16 teachers. Thank you.
Thanks, Misty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next speaker is Kirsten Gephardt.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Kirsten Gephardt, and I'm speaking on behalf of the MBEA. I support the reinstatement of Joe Kindred, and I support our union. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Kim Hepperly.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Kimberly Hepperly, and I'm a 15-year teacher at CUSD 16. I'm speaking on behalf of the MBEA. I support the reinstatement of Joe Kindred as classroom teacher, and I support our teachers' union. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next speaker is Aaron Limestone.
Good evening.
Hi.
I am Erin Limestall, and I am speaking on behalf of the MBEA. I support the reinstatement of Joe Kindred, and I support our union. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Jesse Bowler.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Jesse Bowler, and I support Joe Kindred. I support our teachers, and I support our union. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker, Renee Cooper, but I am not finding her in the list. You can log back in as under your name. That would be great. Gina Rhodes. Is our next speaker.
You guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. My name is Gina Rhodes. My family and I support Joe Kindred and all the New Berlin teachers. I also, again, am asking you, Bill Alexander, to resign from this school board. Your actions have continued to show your best interest is not with the students, teachers, and community of Custodial 16. We are still waiting for the public apology you owe our teachers. Thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Ashley Huffman. I'm not seeing her video or her audio here. Okay, Ashley, we can come back to you. In a moment. All right. Our next speaker would be Desi King.
Hi, I'm Desi King, and I want to state my support for Joe Kindred and our teachers here at New York. Thank you.
Thank you, Desi.
Thanks, Desi.
Our next speaker would be Justin King. Does he happen to be there? Very good. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Justin King. I support Joe Kindred and our New Berlin teachers. Will leave you, the school board, strongly terminated Joe and should reinstate him. I also wanted to point to Bill that in a matter of weeks, 547 people signed a petition demanding his resignation. So, 124 more signatures for his resignation than yes votes for the tax referendum that your team spent months advertising for. That's all.
Thank you.
Thanks, Justin.
Our next speaker is Holly Kottner.
Hi, my name is Holly Kuttner. I am also asking for the reinstatement of Joe Kindred. I support Joe, and I support our teachers. I think the school board needs to try to avoid another lawsuit, save the taxpayers money, and do what's right. At this point, I think everybody is ready for to be concerned about getting back to school and getting these kids back in a, hopefully a classroom or whatever remote learning. I think the last thing that we need is another lawsuit and to cost taxpayers thousands of dollars. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next speaker is Sarah Nepler.
Can you hear me? I am Sarah Nepler, and I am speaking on behalf of the New Berlin Education Association. I support the reinstatement of Joe Kindred, and I support our union. I would also like to add, in addition, I would like to say thank you to everyone who has shown support to Joe, Tanya, and myself. Knowing that so many people care has been comforting during this extremely stressful time. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Nepler.
Our next speaker is Trina Clare.
Hi, my name is Trina Clare. I support Joe Kindred and all of CUSD 16 teachers, and I welcome our new band teacher, and I just also wanted to see if the board did an exit interview with Mr. Gosnell at all to see why he might have left. He is a huge, was a huge asset to our school, but I look forward to the new band teacher as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Trina.
Thank you.
Our next speaker, it was just Becca's iPhone, so I'm assuming Becca Fox, right? Just double checking. I didn't think your last name was iPhone. I assumed it was.
We can't hear you, Becca.
Oh, yeah. You might have to turn your volume up.
Like she's muted.
Can we come back to her?
There's something that flashed that said Adam Jones left. I don't know if he got kicked off.
Oh no, that's not good.
Where'd he go? Yeah, I don't see him.
I don't either.
He has to know he's off, right? If he's off.
I know they were having trouble on that side of town yesterday with MediaCom.
Yeah, Xfinity's having trouble too.
We tried calling.
Jill, would you mind giving Dr. Joe?
Should we go on?
I don't have the link.
Peace out.
He must be trying to get on. He's not. Are you trying to get back on? because we noticed that you were bounced off.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still, everybody's still on. It's just... All right, thanks. Bye. Okay, he's trying to get back on. So, Cindy, make sure that you note that we had to call him.
Yeah.
In the
820.
On your record.
Yep.
Let's see. I'm trying to see. There were a couple people that got bounced off. So hold on.
That Ashley Huffman, and I see her now, so we could.
That and Renee. She was another one.
Renee.
Hey, wait a minute. Adam, I think, is just getting back on. Hold on a minute. Because there were like four people, I think, that got bounced off. Adam, are you there? There you are. I see you finally.
He's muted, though.
Are you there?
I'm back.
Yay. Okay.
Sorry about that.
We were at Becca Fox.
Yes. Let me find her.
And you skipped Ashley Huffman, Dr. Jones, and I see her on now.
Perfect. And Renee Cooper.
Yep.
I haven't seen her yet.
Am I the only one who got kicked off?
No, there were a couple, there were like three or four that got...
Some spotty internet. I apologize.
Yeah.
I cannot get Becca's iPhone. I can't get her to come back on here. So let me go to Casey Spears. Oh, there she is.
Okay, says she's muted, so...
Okay. Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, good. Yay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. It was probably on my end, too.
No.
I'm Becca Fox, and I just wanted to say that I support the reinstatement of Joe Kindred, and I also support our wonderful teachers at New Berlin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Becca. Thank you.
Okay, our next speaker then would be Casey Spears. Trying to find Casey.
I see him on my front page. His video's on.
I can't get his. There he goes.
I just got him.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right, first of all, I'm Casey Spears, and I'm speaking on behalf of the NBAA. I support the reinstatement of Joe Kindred, and I support our union. Secondly, I'm speaking on behalf of my family. My wife and I have two kids that I plan on enrolling in the district when they come of age. When I was offered the job at the high school, a history teacher in New Berlin, for 2 years ago, I thought it was the break of my lifetime. Me and my wife quickly decided that New Berlin School District is where we wanted to send our kids. So we moved here in May of last year. My wife and I were ecstatic to have our lives set. But now as I sit here in July 2020, we wonder if we made the right decision. It's not because of the administration that I work under. Mrs. Lowell and Mr. Woodside and Mr. Lucas have been a joy to work for. It's not because of my fellow teachers, aides, and billing staff, because they're like a separate family I would do anything for. And especially not the students in New Berlin who have been tremendous to me for the last 2 years and have pushed me and made me a better teacher. My worry is the distrust I have for the school board to make informed decisions that will directly affect my children. Should I trust a school board that's vindictive to union members? Should I trust a school board that has not listened to their constituents? Should I trust a school board that community trusts so little that they overwhelmingly voted no for a new school that is obviously needed? Should I trust a school board that has disrespected teachers so much that many of them had to leave? We have all the right to worry right now in these crazy times, but whether I trust the school board should not be an issue. I'm hoping to see students this year in person because I've missed them so much. I'm hoping to be in New Berlin when I retire from teaching. I'm hoping to watch my two kids graduate from New Berlin High School someday. I'm also hoping to be a pretzel the rest of my life. I'm also hoping that there's a change in the relationship between the teachers and the school board, because if it doesn't, all my hopes are going to have to shift to somewhere else, where I feel welcomed and respected by those elected school board members. Thank you, and go Pretzels.
Thank you.
All right, Meg Maggie McClary is our next speaker. You need to unmute yourself.
Won't let me.
Oh, there she is.
We can hear you.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I am Maggie McClary. I am speaking on behalf of the MBEA, and I support the reinstatement of Joe Kindred, and I support our union. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then our next speaker would be Ashley Huffman. Unmute yourself.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Ashley Huffman, and I am supporting Joe Kindred and all of the teachers at New Berlin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So Renee Cooper had indicated she would like to speak, but I'm not seeing her in the list.
Did she get bumped off?
She might have. So you might be able to search for her under find a participant. I think
I'm looking
as co-host, I think you can.
Yeah, I'm looking, but I'm not seeing her. Hold on.
I don't see her either.
We could go to Tara Birkschneider while we look for her if you prefer.
Yeah, I keep looking for Renee.
Okay. Terry just needs to be unmuted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to say my name's Tara Birkschneider, and I support the reinstatement of Joe Kindred, and I support all of our teachers at New Berlin School. Thank you.
Thank you. So that is everyone who had signed up originally, but except for Renee.
Let's wait a minute and see if she comes on. There's a lot of iPhone people on there. Any of those iPhone people, Renee?
They
somebody said, I'm not for sure Renee can talk right now. Somebody said something in the chat, so.
Okay. So that's all I have.
All right, we'll end public comment. Thank you, everyone. Item number 4 on the agenda is reports and administration, and we're having 4.1. Jill?
4.1 is a return to school plan. I want to give a big shout out. This continued to be worked on by several people today until 5:30. So I want to point out that the members of the Return to Learn team, and I hope I do not miss anybody, is Jay Ayers, Brian Bandy, Katie Barrett, Lou Bauman, Brian Bishop, Matt Brown, Megan Huckey, Rich Clark, Carrie Kuhn, Renee Cooper, Ashley Euler, John Finke, Shelley Haas, Kimberly Hepperly, Jamie Husing, Stacy Killian, Hattie Llewellyn, Blake Lewis, Lisa Miller, Lori Niemeyer, Gina Rhodes, Holly Ruppel, Shannon Smith, Jennifer Tom, and Mason Woodside. So this has been very difficult because before I go into the plan that we have put forth, I do want to point out that this could change tomorrow, could change in 2 hours, and I do appreciate all the input, hard work, that the team put forth in discussing this. So I'm going to highlight a few things because it's about 28 pages. Is that we do have, before I tell you the details, we are going to start our first student attendance day will be on August 20th. So we're going to start with 2 teacher institutes, August 13th and 14th, and then 3 remote learning planning days. because we allotted five, and we're going to use those three. And then we are going to use one remote learning planning day the week of parent-teacher conferences, and then another one right after the Teacher Institute day in January. There may be some further adjustments. We are going to be asking families that they're going to have a choice between the blended in-person and online programs and a fully remote online option. So there will be two choices. So we feel very comfortable that we can, at this point, because we're below that 5% rolling average in Sangamon County right now, that we will bring in 50% of the students Monday and Tuesday. They will come in-person instruction 50%, and then everyone will be remote on Wednesday, and then we'll bring in the remainder 50% of students on Thursday, Friday. We will group families together. That helps us with class size, the 6 feet social distancing, feeding the children. And so that is the choices that the parents will have. Those parents that don't feel like they can, that they're medical fragile or there's something else in the home where there's concerns with health concerns by family members, they will have that full online remote option for a semester. For first semester, we're hoping by January that we are back to in-person. That is what the medical professionals have said in Sangamon County, is that we should expect to be back in person instruction in January due to a vaccination. I will tell you that the superintendents have sat with a panel of doctors. We just got information from them because we requested more additional guidance. They do like the having only 50%, and I know that not all schools in the county are going to do that. But we feel very comfortable that we can do that. And so this is what we've set forth. Like I said, this could change at any point. We got additional guidance just today, and our nurses were here until 5:30 looking through the additional guidance. And that's why I couldn't put it out to the staff, so I do apologize, but I will put it out tonight before I leave. So I want to go back through. We will figure out during registration on Friday and figure out the groups and try to keep the families together. This will also help with transportation. I mean, we are encouraging those parents that can transport to transport. We're going to open up the dome at 7 a.m. And have that staffed. So students will attend 2 days in person and then have 3 days remote. But Group A will come Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday will be remote. And then Thursday, Friday, the other 50%. We are also, in addition, going to, and we know that this is not easy for anybody, especially our parents, and they have been all the way with us on this when everything was thrown in our lap in March. So we do appreciate all the parents and what they have done. But we are going to have to modify the work hours also in the school time. So we are going to start at 8:10 in the morning. And this could change, but 8:10 in the morning with students till 1:45. And that will allow our teachers to communicate with those kids that are online and do additional things. So we're going to modify because the kids are not going to be able to congregate in areas. And so they'll immediately get off the buses and go to classrooms. So we're going to figure that out. We did a lot of work. I will say the principals did a lot of work with their staff yesterday, just talking about expectations for the students and for the staff on what the expectations are to try to make our remote learning more robust. And so each student will get a Chromebook. Issued a Chromebook because there's no sharing of technology. And then John and Jay have gone over the cafeteria and what we can do there and what we can do on buses. And then the nurses have gone through the protocols. That seems to be the area where things continue to change and how many days you will need to be out. The area where it gets a little crazy is the whole self-certification on a daily basis, because parents are to self-certify that their kids are symptom and fever-free on a daily basis. And so that, we're going to either have to figure out an app, something on Skyward, something on paper. So that is still being decided across all of our schools. Some are doing stickers. I just don't see stickers being very effective at the bus stops. If our kids are at the bus stop and they're playing or doing something, with the sticker being that they signify they can get on, we can never turn away a kid. So our bus drivers are going to have to pick up everyone at the bus stop. But as for masks, that option about remote learning is an option. If you can't, if you don't feel like you support that, or you can't meet all, you don't feel like the guidelines, that's why their remote option will be. For elementary students, we will look at the enrollment numbers and decide if we, how many remote teachers we would need to oversee that, and 6 through 12 would be Edgenuity. So, it talks about grading. We're back to grading. The state right now has not waived any requirements when it comes to graduation or any of the electives. We will be outside as much as possible. We're going to have to definitely make sure we have a lot of mask breaks and hand washing and hand sanitizing and cleaning of the building. So we've got to figure out those logistics. It breaks my heart that we have to tell parents that we're going to have to do meet the staff virtually, but we are going to do that. Our goal is to get a device into all of our kids' hands and start doing those virtual meet the staff, so the parents understand how to help their child, how to get online, what happens if they can't get online. Because if we go back to all remote or state or phase three, that we will be ready for that, unlike we were not ready in March. None of us were. Attendance will be daily. And then we'll just continue to communicate as we go. As I said, this is not easy at all moving forward. It seemed like, and the team members I know felt this way several times. There was a lot of frustration amongst all of us. I would tell you that particularly me, because once you have one question, you have about 16 more that no one can answer, because the guidance is pretty tough to try to figure out. So, but that's right now where we have, this will go public tonight to the staff and then, online. A lot of the schools around us are seeing 20 to 40%, because some of them have held registration in the county ahead of us. They're seeing that kind of number go complete remote. So, we'll see what happens when we open up registration and how we can move forward. But it's going to take a lot of work. We've got a lot of professional development that we need to do at the beginning of the year, and to make this be very successful for kids. So, do you have any questions?
Jill, I think you've done a fantastic job with the staff and then especially the nurses getting on this. Is there going to be any health assistance for kids when they're not in school? Like, is there any referrals to testing areas or anything like that?
Yeah, in fact, there are some in the guidance, but we are putting together some documents. Stacy and Jamie are going to be putting together additional guidance. Unfortunately, the big test site here in our county at the Illinois Department of Public Health just closed down, and so we have additional information that was just given to us on where particular places do test kids, because not all test sites test kids, and so that's concerning, and that was really controlled by the state is how it was explained to us. So Gail O'Neill, for the Sangamon County Public Health Director, she answers her phone anytime I call, because I've called her several times in the last 5 days. But we got to really keep an eye on that rolling average for our county, Anything under 5 is good, but we've got to do all of this just to keep our kids and staff safe. So.
Adam, go ahead.
So I agree that I really appreciate all the time, the energy, and the hard work, especially when you don't have all the answers, trying to figure these things out and the guidance changing regularly. I am watching the numbers of COVID cases, you know, going up. You look back at the beginning of July, we had 2 or 3 in the county, and now I think yesterday it was 28 cases, today is 25 cases. And I know that other school boards and school board members are dealing with the same thing. And so that is not it's not an easy task for you all to handle. But I do echo the sentiments of other boards where it does even seem like the hybrid format, you know, it still does open us up a little bit in terms of, you know, increased risk of exposure for students and our teachers and our staff and administrators, and then subsequently to parents and grandparents and other family members. And so, you know, I personally struggle with the issue of how much risk is enough to sort of take. And so I really am glad that you have different options, the remote learning. Did you say, Jill, specifically, you said it's 20% to 40% of other students?
In some schools, in some other school districts, absolutely.
Okay.
So when people look at the different plans across the county, keep in mind that they may not know the percentage of how many are really returning in person, because they may be able to pull that off. But if you're going to do the 16th distancing and really go by the guidelines, and we've had several attorneys and doctors talk to the superintendents, this is just the plan that we feel very comfortable moving forward with. Do I think, I don't want anyone to think that I think remote learning is the way to, you know, that's good, that's always going to be the best, but under the circumstance for safety, I mean, that's what we're going to have to do. I want our kids back on campus. I want our staff back on campus. I'm finding it very difficult being new, that I enjoy meeting people, and I want things back to normal, and I cannot wait. So,
well, I appreciate you saying that. I think it is the social, emotional health of our students is critical, and I think, you know, your staff and everybody on the committee, I applaud them for trying to find that balance. Maybe if you could, since we haven't had a lot of time to look at it, could you kind of describe a little bit more about what, I think I read the New Berlin virtual school versus the independent at-home learnings.
The virtual, and we probably should do a better job, and I will do that in my letter to parents, but the virtual option would be for those kids that the parents decide that they don't feel comfortable with in-person instruction, and they would receive for first semester, they would go through the virtual school. So for K-5, that would look like working with a teacher, and we will have to determine what numbers are and how many teachers could become that virtual teacher. For 6-12, that gets to be very difficult to find somebody highly qualified in all the subjects, and so due to that, they would be on Edgenuity. So that would be for a semester, because there needs to be some consistency. You can't go back and forth between, because then there's going to be a lot of learning gaps if you go back and forth. The independent learning, when I say that on Wednesdays, is that, you know, we're all going to be remote, and, you know, maybe we need to change that language, and I can work on that, but that everyone would be remote on Wednesday. And there would be that we have outlined in the appendix what that's going to look like when it comes to what that's going to look like and the expectations of that instruction. So I know, and that we continue to work on that, especially for the elementary and what that's going to look like. And then we also have put in some mental health supports and the pretzel pick-me-ups, because the social and emotional, I mean, the true learning is social. So that's very hard to be social when you're online. So And because not all kids are going to be comfortable with that, and we need to see people so in person. So we have described that. So we will continue to keep updating this and getting the professional development, and I'll keep the once registration rolls out, my plan is to write a letter to the community about our plan and then open registration and continue to keep them posted weekly, maybe more than weekly, on where we see us going, because this is going to be we're going to have to really watch the numbers and where we're going to be going. But I tell you, we have an outstanding team. They've worked very, very hard and been very productive.
That's good. You want to go on, Jill, to the next slide?
Yeah, I'll go on. Sorry. The e-learning.
Wait, Jill. Stephanie had a question.
I had a quick question. When I was looking at the return to school section, obviously on a smaller scale, I've been living this life for the past 2 months. What's the plan? I just didn't see it. In regards to if a student or an employee gets tested, are they able to, if they don't have symptoms, return? Are they going to be required to stay out until test results come back? I know right now it's taking about 5 to 7 days to get those results back because they're testing so many.
Yeah.
So I'm curious on our protocol on that.
Yeah, there is protocol. That's where things, I will tell you that things didn't line up very well because CDC and the Illinois Department of Public Health and our Sangamon County Department of Public Health, they were working on that document. So on page 11, it clearly, I would say clearly could change tomorrow, clearly defines the untested, the tested with COVID. If you show symptoms, you don't show symptoms, or if you've been in close contact, exactly how many days. So a lot of those are 10 days, and then some are 14 right now. But that, I mean, from what I've learned by just listening to the five doctors that talked, that there could be some changes with that along the way.
Okay.
Because I know there's different guidance.
Yeah.
And that's where the nurses really had to look at what was issued today and tweak our plan and work through that. And we really do want to have, we're going to create tomorrow morning a document that is, instead of just it's going to be just exactly how many days, so it's more readable and faster. So
gotcha.
That's what our plan is for 8:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, I was able to read through it, and I'm really impressed. You guys really did a phenomenal job.
Hey, Jill, looks like no one else had a question, so go ahead.
The e-learning, I have talked with the team, and I would like to, we need to go forth with an e-learning plan. The e-learning plan would be only used for snow days. Our five emergency, I should say not say snow days, because sometimes it's more than just snow days, but emergency days. And so there are certain things that you have to do to have an e-learning plan. It's not going to be a ton different than what, because we were going to issue devices to kids. But it's a little bit different than the blended remote plan, but there are certain things that we have to do by law, like hold a hearing and things like that in order to get an e-learning plan. But I think that would be beneficial since we're 152 square miles and snow can hit Illinois pretty hard here. So a lot of us in the county have decided that we might as well get that done as well. So we'll be working on that to roll that out in August. The next one is the installation of video conferencing equipment. I guess 2 years ago, Room Ready, Grant McCardle with Room Ready wrote a federal grant for long distance learning lab. And so, it was called the USDA distance learning grant proposal. And so, and it was supposed to be for interactive distance learning for small rural Illinois school districts. And so he has done this throughout Sangamon County and different counties. I wasn't aware of this until Brent called and we talked about that. I'm a little bit sticker shocked with the $53,006 that's gonna cost to put that in, because it's a Cisco video conferencing. It would be at the high school. Hattie walked the building with Brent and the technician on where it could be installed. So it would be in the where the room is up on the hill, the Lincoln Land room, where the kids second semester are in there. So that's where we could put it, but it wouldn't be just used for Lincoln Land. It could be used for virtual field trips. It could be that because of the teacher shortage and eventually what we see happening, and the whole purpose behind it initially was that if we can offer a higher level science class, because New Berlin is like the super user, that we, one of our teachers could teach a dual credit class and other kids from other schools around us could put link in and receive that class. So that's why there's the big sticker price. I know when I asked for documentation on, because you did have to have letters of support, there was one letter of support submitted by Ruby Electric. So that was the only thing that Brent could share with me on that. So but I will tell you there was a little bit of a sticker shock on that. And then good news, the last thing is the installation of additional AC. I did work with Ruby Electric. We have several classrooms at the high school, about 13 classrooms that need additional AC. My first question was if we had enough power, electricity, to be able to handle the load, because technology has changed compared to how old the building is. And right now we've been given the green light, so Matt will be working on installing that. There will be, the window units will have to be purchased, and there may be a few things that Ruby Electric will need to do, but I think we can do all of that for under $6,000. So I think it's well worth it, especially in the month of August and September when things get pretty hot in our classrooms. It would be a better learning environment if we had AC. The areas where we have the most difficulty adding air are going to be where the ceilings need to be dropped. The library in particular is one area that's almost impossible to drop that ceiling, but we'll figure out something. I'll keep working on that. But if I can add additional AC window units, I think that would be very helpful to our high school and junior high teachers. That's all I have.
Okay, any questions for a superintendent? Bill, if I remember when Dr. McArdle and Adam were talking about that Room Ready grant, were they talking a little bit, you might want to check into that, if they were talking about using the E-Rate grant? Is that still going on, E-Rate?
Well, there's still E-Rate, but this, the $53,000 is our district portion.
Right.
So I can check to see about E-Rate. I'm not for sure that would be, I would have to check, because I don't know that.
And Stephanie, you had a question?
I just had a quick question. When this is installed, is it something that is able to be taken out and moved to a different classroom? So say, we're able to add on or new school or referendum or whatever in the future. Is this something that is able to be moved at any point?
It can be moved into a new building, but if it could be moved, it's not a portable system, because they actually put 82-inch wall-mounted displays and 65-inch monitors and things like that. So could it be moved to a new building? Yes, but is it portable to move faster to classroom? No.
Yeah, that was my question, if it could be moved, not portable.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, let's work on the new business now. Thank you, Joe. Item 5.1, I'll entertain a motion to approve our position statements. Adam Jones made the motion. Donnie seconded. For discussion, Adam or Jill, you want to read it?
Well, wait a minute. Did Donnie say yes? Because she needs to verbally say yes.
Okay.
I didn't see her unmute.
Donnie had to unmute and say yes.
Yeah.
I thought I read that you could just do something like that.
Sorry, Donnie. There she goes.
Yes. Now.
Okay, let's get that.
Okay. It
keeps
going back to mute.
Unmute. All right, Jill or Adam?
Would you like to do this? I have it pulled up. It'd be easier.
If you want to, I can go ahead. Yeah, you can. You want to pull it up so you could share with everybody. So due to what is going on in our society, I think it's important that as a district that we have a position statement. So do you want to, are you going to pull that up, Adam, and I can?
I think when I got kicked off, you are now the host.
Down. Okay.
So it'd be easier if you did it.
I'm going to go ahead and read it. Yeah, I'm not comfortable with trying to figure that out right now, but it says the New Berlin School District is an inclusive environment where all students are treated equally. Every student in our schools is like a member of a family. As in any family, there's only room for respect and love. It is the moral and ethical responsibility of every member of this district to actively fight racism by no longer being bystanders when racism and injustice are perpetrated. Each and every day, all students, regardless of their race or ethnicity, should feel welcomed, valued, and supported. So I'm asking the board to adopt that statement. It would be on our website and out on Facebook.
Is there any questions, objections? A little pause. Okay, Adam?
I just appreciate, Jill, you working on this. Again, with everything else going on, I do think that this is an incredibly important thing to for our districts to have a statement like this and even more so follow through with it. So, you know, words are important, but so are actions. And so I just appreciate you the lead on this so quickly.
Okay, anybody else? Chris, go ahead. Chris. You're muted. Still muted.
Well, there he is.
There. The host unmuted me. I was muted by the host. That's what I was trying to tell you. Was I couldn't unmute myself.
Okay.
Stephanie
is also muted, Jill.
Yeah,
okay. And Donnie will have to be unmuted for the vote, and maybe for a while, because we have to just mute this.
I got it. I think I got everybody.
We're good.
Cindy, can we have a roll call, please?
Marr?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes. That motion passes. Item 5.2, I'll entertain a motion to approve the purchase of thermal detectors for use by the Transportation Department. I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Going once.
Wait.
It hasn't been seconded yet.
I second it.
Second it? Okay, I'm sorry, I said that here. Okay, Jill, you want to explain it?
I'll make the motion.
I made it.
On this one, Mr. Finke had researched thermal detectors because it's going to be impossible for our bus drivers to take temperatures, and I don't expect them to do that. We're still contemplating whether this is the best use of these dollars due to the fact that if kids are playing at the bus stop like I used previously, that you know their temperature may be over 100.4, or if they wear a sweatshirt when it's 90 degrees, because you do have junior high and high school kids that do that sometimes. They like to wear their hoodies. that could increase their temperature. So this is a possibility for 13,017. I'm not saying that we're going to go out and do this tomorrow because there's still things that I would like to keep researching. But John did jump on this and tried to figure out a solution. So I appreciate that. But just in case we need to do this, I would like you to approve this. And I will let you know if we decide that that's the way that we're going to go.
Okay, questions? Cindy, can I have a roll call, please?
Newman?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Marr?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Gordon?
Gordon is muted.
Hold on. There.
Chris?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. That motion passes. Okay, item 5.3. I'll entertain a motion to approve the remote and blended remote learning plan.
So moved.
Chris? Stephanie seconded. Steph, you have to say it out loud, I think.
Sorry, said I'll do it.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? Further discussion on what Jill just explained? Okay, roll call, please, Cindy.
Gordon?
Yes.
Cruz?
She's muted.
Hold on, I'm trying to unmute her. There you go. Hold on a minute. There you go.
Yes.
Jones?
I am going to cautiously say yes.
Okay, Marr?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes. Item 5.4, I want to draw the board's attention to the first reading of the elementary handbook for school year 2020 and 2021. If anyone's seen it or want to discuss any issues of that, now's the time.
We're not voting on this tonight, correct?
No, we're not voting.
Okay.
Okay. Item 5.5, I entertain a motion to approve the overnight trip for FDCLA leadership training in Springfield, Illinois.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Adam, I think, made the motion and Chris seconded. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Any questions?
There was only two people going on this, correct?
And the teacher.
Yeah. It's Mrs. McCleary and one of our students, and it's a mandatory FCCLA meeting in Springfield, and they are to be following all the COVID precautions in Springfield. So you, by board policy, need to approve anything overnight.
Okay. No, Bridget had the same question I had.
Okay. Any other questions? Cindy, roll call, please.
Marr.
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes. The motion passes. Item 5.6, to approve the room-ready contract for $53,006 for distance learning room at the high school. I'll make the motion to get started.
I'll second it.
Dottie seconded. Any questions or discussion from what Jill explained?
Is there a warranty with this? I forgot to ask about that.
Yeah, Room Ready is a pretty, I mean, they go all over, but there's a lot of technicians in our area. They're actually... They're going to So I can get back to you, but I am pretty sure it's a 3-year.
Okay.
I will double check.
Okay. I just had one more question. Do you know what they expect to get to fall when they could possibly be utilized?
They said it takes about, they can probably install it in a day to 2 days at most, and have it up and ready.
I just meant.
So I would say probably, I would give them until probably September 1st, and I think they could have it. I'm ready to go.
Okay. That's okay. If it was going to be right away or
further
down the road.
Adam?
So our portion of this is the $53,000. Jill, can you tell us how much was the total grant? Remind us, how much is this entire room worth?
Oh, that's what's not on, that's where, I'm looking at the paperwork.
Okay.
And I have that, I don't have that with me right now.
That's fine, I was just curious. You can,
but, I mean, it would be okay if you wanted to delay this until August. I'd be okay with that, and we could have someone come from Room Ready and talk about this. We have to do this within either this year or next year. It's a 3-year. I did call and ask, what if we do nothing? And then they said, then we would just do nothing. So. But, I mean, I would be okay either way. But when I tried to look back in past board minutes, I didn't see that you had approved to apply for the grant. So maybe you remember something, and maybe it was just part of a report, but I couldn't find it.
Only because it's Dr. McCardle's name, who I know. I mentioned this in the superintendent report. I'll look for that for you.
Okay,
roll call, please, Cindy.
Jones?
Yes.
Marr?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes. That motion passed. Item 5.7, entertain a motion to extend the vacation usage for administrators, directors, and assistants until December 30th.
So moved.
Chris made the motion. Stephanie seconded. Any questions? Bill, you want to give a little bit of input?
Due to COVID, the situation, it's been very difficult for these three employee groups to use vacation. So this would just allow them an additional time to utilize it. It's been earned vacation. This is a tough time.
Any other questions? Cindy, roll call, please.
Newman?
Yes.
Marr?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes. Item 5.8. Entertain a motion to approve to suspend policy 7-100. Which is the health physical examination exclusion of students by moving compliance from October 5th instead of the first day of school, which was current policy.
So moved.
Bill Maher first.
Second.
For discussion, I'd just like to add, this is not one of the items to suspend policy that the board president has that was talked about a couple months ago. This is a completely separate action, separate from that issue. Jill, you need any?
Yeah, well, the reason why we need to do this is in talking with Jamie and Stacy, our two school nurses, we always have it. In our policy, we have first day compliance with the health the physicals and immunizations. So because of COVID, that makes it extremely hard for our parents to be able to meet the expectation of day one. It's a lot of stress on the nurses because there's not a lot of people that feel comfortable going to the doctor's office. So this would allow parents additional time to get to be in compliance. So this is something, you either have the choice of doing it the first day or October 15th. So, and I've been in districts where they've done both of those dates, but it gets, it's really difficult right now due to COVID to be in compliance.
Questions? Cindy, can we have a roll call, please?
Newman?
Yes.
Cruz?
Hold on, I'm trying to unmute him.
Sorry.
Hold on.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Gordon?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Marr?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes. Item number 6, entertain a motion to go into executive session for the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employee, district, or legal counsel.
So moved.
Bridget moved it. Adam seconded it. Roll call, please.
Gordon?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Marr?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes. After this executive session, we'll have the first consent agenda and another executive.